Dead in Hip Hop, Young Dolph Week, RIP. Welcome to Dolph World. I got to give you guys a bio on Young Dolph. Here it go. He's from Memphis. He died in 2021. Definitely died way too young, Ken. Mm-hmm. This dude was ascending. And I don't know how big he would have gotten, but Dolph, even if he stayed where he was at, was pretty fucking big. You know what I'm saying? And going into this, I never heard this. Never heard this. This joint was dropped back in 2010. And I knew it was old when I saw Titty Boy. Okay. Titty Boy in the house. But Ken, I'm gonna start here and I'm be honestly critical. This was not Dolph at his best.
Mm-hmm.
But this was early Dolph. Mm-hmm. And if Dolph didn't do this, he couldn't get to where he was at. And I'm going to talk about another one of my favorite rappers that was also murdered, Nipsey Hussle. Obviously, I didn't start on Nipsey's catalog the same way I started with Young Dolph, not at the beginning. I started more so toward the end middle, mm-hmm. and then I had to go back. And with Nip, you know, I went all the way back to Bullets Ain't Got No Names volume. And when I heard that versus, you know, the TMCs of the world and Crenshaw and all of those, I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? He came a long way. And that's how I felt about this. But the more I listened to it, the more I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of what Dolph does stylistically, you can hear here him trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the ad-libs, some of the ways that he would say and pronunciate certain things. It's there, but it didn't have the Young Dolph touch. And this is what Dead in Hip Hop talks about, progression in your music. Where Dolph was in 2010 was not where he was in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a rapper, no matter if you're still in your mama's basement or you signed a $5 million deal somewhere with whoever, if you are not trying to improve your craft to be the best version of you, you're just not going to be there, you know. But the thing that has always stayed with Dolph, big beats,
mm-hmm.
shit knocking, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But the rapping, and I don't want to go too in because I understand the progression, but this was not a favorable listen for me. I'm listening to this, and like I said, I could appreciate it because we're Dolph. Got to? I don't listen. Knocking.
I don't. I remember I've been listening to Dolph for a long time. I forgot how long I've been listening to Dolph. This was one. I don't even know why. I think I was just probably at that time in 2010. You just download and just play stuff.
Yeah.
This was
it's when more, the internet was the yeah. mixtapes were just, like it was every day. You just had yep. to, if you wanted to stay on what was coming out,
mm-hmm.
you got everything.
Of course, you know, my boy A Ball is on here, so mm-hmm. I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. This was definitely this was the sound, that trap sound of that time.
It was.
That's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
And
it was the most appropriate mixtape. You got the DJ talking over all of the yep. intro. Like, this was the yep. drama gangsta grills ascension.
This is how you got on. You yep. put some stuff out. And everything with bit beats and stuff like that. Like, you spot on, man. And this was it. Like, it just, you know, you feed the streets, so to speak. And and no, not all of this is gonna hit, but it was enough to always keep me interested. Like, you are what you eat, man. I just love the way he's rapping on that shit. And you gotta also, even I, man, after all these years, when we're talking 10, 11, I had to readjust from where music is now to where music came from.
Mm-hmm.
Cause when I put this on, I was like, damn, man, I was listening to this. because it just it doesn't sound as good mm-hmm. as or as tolerable as it did back then.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, that was it was the times were just different. Mm-hmm. So
it's not polished. It really isn't. Sounds like a mixtapes today are albums.
Yeah.
EPs are albums. Mixtapes 10, 11 years, they were mixtapes.
Yep. But nah, he was flowing on You Are What You Eat. Of course, you know, I love Homeboys. That
I
joint,
fuck with Flavor.
Yeah,
Flavor's
I'm blessed. Oh yeah, yeah. Flavor goes.
Flavor's
too.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like almost listening to this, you can find certain songs that will work today intermixed
yes.
in here. You know, within so yeah,
but
you,
it's 20 tracks.
It's 20 tracks. Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a, again, and you know, in all honesty, I think mixtapes at the time were the perfect place for filling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. I'm working on an album or a bigger project. I don't like these songs. Let me just put it over here and release it anyway. So I get it. And that's why I'm saying, like, I don't want to say, like, this is just horrible. It's just.
Oh, man. Look, man, he put this shit out, like, in 2010. You best believe the streets of Memphis was
rocking this.
Blasting this 100%. Shit, bro. A lot of people were, like, I need my medicine. That shit goes hard, too, bro. And but welcome to fucking Dolph World.
That's the one.
Bruh. That's yeah, that shit's crazy. But this is Dolph, man, in his introductory phase, you know.
It was.
Yeah. So, and I wanted to do this one only because I'm familiar with it. It's not something that I pull out. I haven't listened to it in a very long time, probably about 10 years or so. But I felt like in doing Dolph Week, you know, it's good to kind of go a little bit to the beginning.
Yep.
And kind of walk our way up to where he was and kind of take the people on a bit of a journey, you know, with us as well. And I, you know, if you're listening to this, you guys should listen to it. You may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you may not be familiar with this type of Dolph, but it's good to kind of get that history lesson
100.
And check it out. But it's just amazing that he was able to even stay around all these years, bro.
100%, because a lot of rappers that sounded and made music like this back mm-hmm. then, 3-4 years from this time, from 2011, they yep. weren't around anymore. So for Dolph to have the type of longevity that he has had just speaks to the passion mm-hmm. and to the perseverance of being a hip-hop artist. And again, you know, I know it ain't Nipsey Week, but, you know, there's a lot of similarities there. One of the things that Nipsey always said was, the only reason why I made it was because I never stopped. I can say the same thing about Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Dolph made it, the beefs, none of whatever the critics said, it didn't stop him. I'm going to mm-hmm. put out this music, and that's it. And I'm going to be a fucking boss. Mm-hmm. And he did it.
Yep.
And you got to respect it. He did it his way.
Yep. Yeah, that's all I had.
Bet, Ken. So this joint came out July 2nd, 2010. 20 songs, 1 hour, 3 minutes. Again, it shows you how much the times have changed. I can't even say that, because with where Dolph is in terms of a commercial artist, even back then, commercial artists now are doing 20 songs, hour plus. But with that being said, I'm going to go first this time, Ken. Give me Flavor. Give me I'm Blessed. Give me You Are What You Eat. Give me Welcome to Dolph World. Give me Rubber Band Money. I'm good with that.
Give me Welcome to Dolph World, You Are What You Eat, Homeboys, Flavor, and Heavy in the Streets. No, not that one. Oh, I Need My Medicine. I don't know if I said that one. But yeah, let me get that one.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Look. There's only one more week after Dolph Week, and that's Atlanta Week. So thank you guys for listening, paying attention, and supporting the DE365 movement as we move into DE365 22. We're gonna switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's not just going to be albums. You know, let me not give y'all too much, man. Just wait. You know what I'm saying? Rock with your boys. Continue to support. Continue to share this as we continue Dolph Week. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll be back with another Dolph Project. We out. Peace.